This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Walking you through the door to success, this is the DJV show, successfully presenting Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is following a massively important story from California.
That's right, Zach. The tumbleweeds are blowing. There have been some winds in Southern California this past week, and they've left a town in the high desert. This is the area north of Los Angeles. If you've ever traveled by car between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, or maybe even Laughlin, there is an area that you go through. We call it the high desert, where you, when it's windy in Los Angeles, it's really windy up there. That's, it's dry and deserty. And photos from this area have shown these tumbleweeds just taking over an entire town. They're stacked against the sides of houses, almost obscuring the entirety of some of the structures. Some of the houses had so much tumbleweed buildup that the stacks reached all the way to the second floor of the homes. Huh. This is an area called Victorville. It's but that would actually be past Baker. That would be Gene. Victorville is actually a little closer into the town of Los Angeles. Victorville is like one of the first places you go going from Los Angeles to Nevada, to Las Vegas or to Laughlin. It's where, tell me the Cowboys, why am I forgetting?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I remember we were on the station. The program was on the station of Victorville for quite a long time. I remember visiting the station, and I thought it was right on the border, the California border. It was the first town you came into when you drove into California on Interstate 10. No?
Mm-mm. It's off of the 15.
Oh, I don't know.
You Californians and the roads and the.
Anyway, there's a cowboy museum there too. So anyway, Roy Rogers. Thank you. That's right. Yes. A spokesperson for Victorville, which is the town that is affected by this, said that as many as 150 houses were impacted. One resident went to Instagram and said, "I can't see my jungle gym," which things are getting really tough when your jungle gym disappears. This is not a new thing for people living in Victorville, but these images are amazing. These tumbleweeds are forming like this huge wall around people's homes, building up against these structures. And the city has asked people to clear their land, but they just don't do it. So then when the winds come along, you have 5, 6, even higher feet of tumbleweeds just stacked up. The San Bernardino Fire Department has gotten involved. They are helping the neighbors in this area get rid of unwanted tumbleweed. But these winds were no joke. They're about 50 miles per hour, according to the U.S. National Weather Service. So,
because
the lesson
is, if
you live in the high desert, clear your land.
It's so sandy. It's like being. You remember seeing pictures of the Dust Bowl in the late 1920s and the early 30s, the devastation of farmland in America. Well, it looks like that when one of these windstorms blow through places like Victorville or any wherever there's desert, there's wind. And it seems that there's wind in Southern California, but it doesn't seem to translate across the border into Arizona and Mexico. You never come across much wind there. I never did. There's rain, and you get washouts in Arizona, but not the wind we're talking about here.
I guess this one neighborhood where I've seen all these images of these tumbleweeds, it's so crazy. I guess they have like a development or a cul-de-sac, and they are just surrounded by desert. So there's really nothing that was blocking these tumbleweeds from just invading their little streets and town. But when you see tumbleweeds, I always think of like an old cowboy movie or the old West.
Yeah.
But to see them in modern day, you know, stacked up next to covering people's SUVs, it's just
pretty
so
nice
weird.
Houses.
Yeah.
It is.
It's very bizarre. But here's a dumb question. Here's Victoria's dumb question of the day. What are tumbleweeds made of?
It's old, like, grass and
brush.
Stuff, right?
It's brush. No, it's brush.
Yeah.
It's desert brush.
So the brush dies, it blows out of the ground, and then it starts rolling and collecting other things, and they get
very
bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
And not deeply rooted. So the winds just blow them away.
So they actually, you just do see them in the desert, just kind of rolling
by? Yeah.
Yeah, well, across the roads all the time. When I used to drive, whether it was the 10 or the 15, they're always blowing around out in that desert. When I would go out to Las Vegas and on into Arizona, blow all over the place. Here's something else from another part of the country. Those of you who live in Chicago might want to test your water. Story there says there's a lead. 2,000 homes have been tested. I don't know why now. What's going on? There must have been something going on. This is another, like what happened in Detroit. City began passing out test kits a couple of years ago. The results have been analyzed. And of the 2,700 homes that were tested, 800 had concentrations of lead above the maximum level that's allowed in bottled water. Consuming lead is not good for your brain or your body, causes all kinds of disabilities, weakness, memory loss, kidney damage, brain damage. The lead in the water in Chicago due to service lines, that is the old pipe that connects the street mains to homes. Some of those pipes are 100 years old or older. Some go back 130, 140 when infrastructure was just being built and they're just pumping water out of the lake. So now the mayor, Mr. Emanuel, has been working to replace the public water system. Yes, he's out there with a hammer and a chisel and he's got a shovel and he's going to do it all by himself to listen to him. He reminds me, he and Gil Garcetti are two peas in a pod, because if it weren't for them, the world wouldn't be as it is. Gil has saved California from so much ruination. To listen to him, got rid of the homeless problem, fixed all the traffic. And Rahm Emanuel, you listen to him, he's taking care of everything. There are no more murders in Chicago. There is going to be heaven on earth.
But, you know, the weird thing about this story, the city of Chicago is saying that replacing the service lines is up to individual homeowners. They're putting this on the homeowner.
From the pipes in the ground to the home, when you take that is the responsibility. But what they are not saying is that these old pipes, we just finished this in Framingham, and it's the case with many older communities, they had lead-based pipe that carried the water into galvanized pipe into your home. So the galvanized pipe rusted out, and you're drinking rusty water from that, and you also are getting the lead out of the water that came through the... Most of them are... Most of those pipes, the distributor, are 12, 14 inches, and they have lead inside of them to supposedly seal the pipes off. Many of the pipes were just made out of lead, and so there's nothing good that comes out of that. So it's something to be conscious of. Actually, what you should do, if you think about it, every year on your own, test your water. Because I have a well. Well, I have a well on the farm. I don't at my house now. But I have there's somebody that works for the town that goes around and tests all the water everywhere. And I have her just test my water here just to make sure that it's okay. You don't want to be drinking the water is such an important component. You're nothing if you don't have your body isn't properly hydrated and lubricated with water. So it's the most important element.
Apparently in Chicago, and I think it went much later there than like everywhere else, it was required until 1986 that the pipes going to the different houses with water would be made of lead. And I guess a lot of other states and cities had banned the use of lead in pipes before that. But so all of these houses, any house that's older or was built before 1986, which I imagine is a lot of houses in the area, all of those are going to have lead pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just in any time there's construction, anytime anything happens, even though they put chemicals in the water to try and, I guess, stop the pipes from disintegrating, anytime they do anything, anytime they do any kind of work on the pipes, then it can cause lead to go into your drinking water, which is just...
It loosens up everything.
It's crazy. Yeah.
All right, also around the country, in Tennessee, lawmakers are punishing the city of Memphis for removing, taking down a pair of Confederate statues. Lawmakers in the Tennessee House passed an amendment to a state appropriations bill that strips $250,000 in funding the city was to get for its upcoming bicentennial celebration. One of the sponsors of the amendment, Representative Stephen McDaniel, admitted this was in retaliation for them removing the Confederate statues. Those of you who are listening on KWAM in Memphis, what do you think of that? What is there about that stuff that you feel so nearly and dearly tied to? Why do you need that as part of your history? Is it just that I'm a northerner and I don't get it? A Yankee doesn't understand.
But this came from the city. The people who live in the city of Memphis didn't want it.
Yeah.
But and that's the thing. It's the rest of the state that seems to be more upset than people living in Memphis.
I sort of get it. Am I missing something? Do I need to be more tolerant? Do I need
tolerant
to be more understanding?
Tolerant of what?
Of intolerance. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Okay, if you didn't get enough sleep last night, Victoria,
it's
probably because it's too hot in your apartment, you can't sleep. There are a lot of rabbit holes that you can go down in order to establish what it is that's taking away from your sleep time. Most Americans do not get enough sleep. Leads to stress, poor health, less enjoyable day, less patience and resilience, less creative thinking, lousy on the radio, you name it. It's part of the problem of not having enough sleep, which everybody on this program suffers from that. So how we fix the problem is to do what Jennifer very aptly described. She takes her MyPillow and she forms it so that it fits around her neck and her head.
I just give it one fold right at the beginning, and then I stick my neck right on top of that, and it's perfect.
Yep. This is a good place. This is one place in your life where you can stick your neck out. And it'll
that's
be
right. And it's okay.
It's okay. My pillow is made with 100% cotton and a patented filler that you can wash, you can dry, you can adjust it to your individual needs. So this is the thing you want to have on your bed. And if you haven't taken advantage of any one of a number of sales at MyPillow, go there now, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. You enjoy 50% off the two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows that are the signature sort of entree into it. And then you look at the mattresses that they have there. You look at the dog beds that they have there. You look at the sheets that they have. You look at all of the various things. This is one of the places. It's very interesting. I find their customer service to be great, and their follow-through is fabulous. They're very thankful for you becoming a MyPillow customer. Find out about their service. Find out about the sleep improvements that you will enjoy with a MyPillow on your bed, or a couple of MyPillows on your bed, or in my case, four MyPillows on your bed. Get them by going to MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. You will stop tossing. You will stop turning. You will sleep much better. And I hope you'll think you've learned something by listening to this. Maybe I've put people to sleep. Depending on what time you're listening. Wake up and buy the pillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-To's.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Face. face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour, DJ V show, Jen Jen, Victoria, Kara, and there. Oh, come on, crank that up. That's a fabulous song. Don't you love that song? Anybody know that song? Is that me?
Yes, everybody knows the song.
That's a great song.
Do you believe in magic? David Copperfield.
I needed to get to that look there. I didn't know what it was.
I waited. Yeah, really? Ah, great song.
Now I know it.
All right, there's a negligent lawsuit that's been filed against David Copperfield, taking the mystery out of one of his more famous routines in Las Vegas courtroom there yesterday. The executive producer, Chris Kenner, walked jurors through a trick performed during Copperfield's Grand Hotel, the MGM Grand Hotel show, that a British man claims left him with both body and brain injuries. The man is Gavin Cox. Among the people in the audience asking to participate in the illusion, it's called Lucky Number 13, a trick where Copperfield makes the participants disappear from the stage and reappear at the back of the audience. In reality, the participants were led through a back passageway in the hotel, and even though the kitchen and the and just wandering through the ins and outs of the hotel, they pop up at the back.
So lame.
I know,
yeah,
it really is.
Right? You participate in this, you think it's something cool, and you're just walking through the kitchen.
Right.
Yeah, that's really weird.
So lame. It shows what a phony. David Copperfield is the biggest phony. I happen to have encountered him once, and he is just a completely 100%, 100% phony.
His hair is phony now because the picture of him, of him in the courtroom, he's not just wearing a toupee, it's like a whole wig. Yeah. It's just, he looked ridiculous.
Yeah, he is. He's a ridiculous human being.
So what did he do to you? Why didn't you like him?
Because he was, the way he came across was like he was doing me a favor to be on the program to talk about, I'm there to talk about him and promote what he was doing, and it was like completely rubbed me the wrong way. You know how some people do that?
Mm-hmm.
Just completely the wrong way. All right, so anyway, it's negative. Don't want to talk about it anymore. I want to have some fun with Pink. Music focus now on the DJ V show. Pink is the cover girl for People's Beautiful issue. She's 38 years old. Grace is the cover of this special annual edition. It used to be called, I think, People's Most Beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And she gets candid in the article about motherhood, why she and her husband are teaching their daughter and son to be fearless. I tell my daughter the truth, she says. I let her be six, but I wanted to know about fairness and kindness, and that you have to fight for your rights. And sometimes girls aren't paid as much as boys for the same job, and girls aren't treated the same, and that they have to work harder for everything. She continues, everything I do as a parent is what I swore I'd never do. I'm way more serious, and I'm a bad cop. I never thought I'd be bad cop. My husband promised me I wouldn't be bad cop, and he has failed me in that way. He's Mr. Fun, and I'm the tough guy. I like all moms. Pink's also never sure if she's getting it right. She writes, the thing about parenting is you never know if anything you're doing is working. It's been the most humbling thing for me. In my head, I sound amazing. And then I turn around and say, Willow's eyes, see that Willow's eyes are completely glazed over. No.
Like all moms and kids,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I have a lot of newfound respect this year for her. She's cool.
She's great.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you ever get to see her in concert, you should. She's amazing. Yeah.
She just passed through the New York area, and in spin class, like, the whole class apparently had gone, and they were all just raving about how incredible she is live.
Really? Good. Josh Groban and Sarah Bareilles are in the musical news, co-hosting the Tony Awards. Big names, Josh Groban, Sarah Bareilles, two Broadway alums. They are going to take the stage at Radio City Music Hall on the 10th of June to MC the 72nd Annual Award Show. Sarah and Josh united to announce and celebrate the news in kind of a cute video posted to their Twitter accounts, with Sarah Bareilles tweeting, crazy amazing news alert, I literally don't have words.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now 26 for the hour. I can turn it around, Kara, if you would like me to. 34 after the hour. That's the way I generally bring
in. That was some good math there, Stefan.
Thank you very much, Ms. Keelan. Victoria's here, Jennifer's here, Kara's here. Here, we're all here, and we have lots more conversation. We've been talking this week about the passing of Barbara Bush, and I made a statement on the air that I was corrected. Somebody sent me Anthony Zukas, S-K-U-C-Z-A-S, of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, said that I was not telling the truth when I said nobody said anything bad about Barbara Bush. In fact, a political commentator named Roger Stone unloaded on Barbara Bush in an Instagram post, saying,
I don't even count him.
Well, I think he's...
Didn't he get fired? Is that the guy who got fired? I didn't pay attention to it.
He hasn't gotten fired, but he called her a mean drunk or something like that.
Right.
In her past.
Nasty drunk. And he said if her body were to be cremated, it would burn for 3 days. She has so much booze in her body.
What?
So This guy had it.
Roger Stone's really a weird kind of person. He's libertarian. He's very into legalizing marijuana. He's a well-dressed guy. He he just is always well-dressed. But he has some very interesting things to say. And I think, look, I didn't agree with everything politically that Barbara Bush stood for, especially towards the end of her life. But
I think she said, why would any woman vote for Didn't she say, why would any woman vote for Trump? I think she said that.
Right, we disagreed on those kind of things. Yeah. But look, I think that she was still made contributions to this country. She was a great first lady. And I think we can pay tribute to the love that she had for her family. I don't know what's so bad about being capable of being nice to someone you don't politically agree with. It's so backwards.
For me, saying something like that in the wake of someone's death is just the karma that comes from that, I think, is really not good.
Let him have his karma, though. Yeah. He deserves it. He'll get what he deserves. Good suits or not. Okay. Here's something else from the You Get What You Deserve department. Three militiamen from Kansas found guilty on a plot to slaughter Muslim refugees in an apartment complex in Garden City, Kansas. Patrick Stein, Gavin Wright, Curtis Allen found guilty on charges of using weapons of mass destruction and conspiracy against civil rights. Wright was also found guilty on a charge of lying to the FBI. They have potential life sentences when they come back to court next month. So what should happen to these guys? I'm happy if I don't know about the death penalty. Somebody
suggested. Did they kill anyone? This is conspiracy to murder.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And what did you mean by when you say militia?
Well, you know,
formed themselves.
Yeah.
So they're vigilantes. Right. Okay.
Yeah, militia. But people who are vigilantes give militiamen a bad name. The militiamen that I look up to are the people like the guy, was it last year or the year before, that tried to protect his land? And then there was another time last year.
I'm confused by this. What qualifies you as a militiaman?
Having guns, I guess. I don't know.
So Jen's a militia woman?
Yeah. Yes, I am. All right.
Okay. They were buying materials to build bombs. They'd cased out some place where the Muslims meet. Well, I mean, frankly, there aren't a lot of Muslims in Wichita. If you want to blow up some Muslims, go to Dearborn, Michigan, or Toledo or something. But to do it in Michigan, in Wichita, is pretty... It shows you how stupid they really are. These people are so angry, and they're so wrapped up in their own...
They're so ignorant.
Yeah, it's...
It's just pure ignorance.
They wrote all over their Facebook page, F Islam... And I guess that's where they had anti-Muslim groups they were trying to form, and the defense attorney tried to characterize this stuff as just bluster, but apparently there was much more to what they were doing. And so is this a warning, a firing shot over, the bow of those who would do this sort of thing?
Let it be
a warning?
To have a hate crime against any group.
They were building bombs with ball bearings in them and broken knives.
Maximum impact and damage, which is terrible. But that's the fine line between there's a lot of upsides to living in this country, and one of them is free speech. And so the really tough thing, I think, for a lot of law enforcement is letting people have room to say all the crazy, hateful things that they want to say.
Well, they blame Trump, or they said that Trump, because he vilified Muslims during his campaign. And so this is the people who do this sort of thing think they have license to do it, I guess. That's what the kind of
I think that's
drifts into the conversation.
I think a crazy person that is willing to kill someone is still going to be that person.
Mm, yeah.
And they attract each other, and that's the scary thing. I don't know. I understand people want to blame the president for a lot of things. I don't know if trying to protect this country against Islamic terror that's a whole different issue. It's not about going after people who are here peacefully coexisting with everybody else. That's hateful. That's a hate crime.
Yeah. All right. 2 3-year-old children in the news today. Both the stories are bad. One of them, a 3-year-old, wanders out of the house, falls into a swimming pool and drowns.
Ugh.
The other one, in Indiana, 3-year-old finds a gun on a table and shoots her mother.
What?
Mother was pregnant. Stable condition.
What?
Yeah. There's a 9mm handgun.
A loaded gun sitting on a table.
Two kids in the family. One's 3 and one's 1. The boyfriend of the victim leaves the gun on the table.
Unbelievable.
This kid grabs the gun, pulls the trigger.
Is there a law that will now prevent that person from having
a
gun because he's an irresponsible gun owner?
One can only hope.
Yeah, that's. I think you can confiscate. I can't even believe. See, that's the issue, is that people like that make people like me who keep their guns locked away in a safe.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm.
It makes me nuts. Makes me crazy. It's just irresponsible. But would you be in favor of this person never being allowed to own a gun again?
I wouldn't fight it necessarily.
I'm only asking just because I know that, you know, you are a strong believer in the Second Amendment.
I believe that we all get the right to bear arms until we do something to lose that responsibility. And I think that the loss of life is not necessarily this little kid's fault. It's the fault of the person who allowed that to happen.
Right.
And I think that's where the law would find that too.
Hmm. Here's something that I found bizarre. This is from, maybe this is the Mondo Bizarro portion of the program. There's a move among prison wardens, which basically is urging people who are in the prison, that is the guards and people working with prisoners, to show some respect to inmates by knocking on cell doors before they go in.
Oh, boy. They're not living in a house or an apartment building or a doctor's office. They're in prison.
Officers Association says, quote, if we have to knock on prisoners' cell doors, we might as well give them a key.
Yeah, but I've never really been in a prison, but can't you just see through the bars? Who has a door
no,
in prison?
No, not in some. There are solid doors in some prisons.
Yeah, with just
depends
a window.
Which part of the prison you're in.
And you said you've never really been to prison, Victoria. What does that mean? I've never been in a prison. I've never. I've only been. Like, what I meant to say was, I've never been in a prison.
That one time didn't count, but
I've been to, like, you know, the old time historic jails, but I've never been in a prison.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I've been behind bars once.
I've never been arrested all the time. Actually,
I was arrested. Oh, wait a minute. Arrested all the time.
All
I've been arrested twice. Give me a break.
We're so I think that's all the time.
I know. I think that's more than we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I'm older than you.
I've never
gotten
you
get
a
to be my
ticket.
Age, see how many times.
No, never. Never been pulled over. I'm
really
squeaky clean. Yep.
You are.
Oh, my God. Are you impressive or what?
I also like that Doug saying that he's older than us, and that's the excuse for why he's been arrested twice. I'm pretty sure.
Right, that's not the excuse.
Yeah, like,
the
what's
reality
your 50
when you
carry?
Live
you'll
longer.
Start getting arrested.
Yeah, right. Wait
just
and
give
see.
Give him time.
Yeah, give him time.
I can't wait.
Speaking of the years that I have been on the planet, I've been on the radio for a long time. And I've told
most
a lot
of that
stories.
Spent in jail, which is really remarkable.
Okay. I never
I'm
spent
the longest
a night.
Dedicated show host from jail.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to. All right, I'm stopping now. I'm going to let you have your good time. Have a laugh. Go ahead.
The warden coming.
Finish it all. Help yourself. And then I'll do my spot for power swabs. All right, you done now?
You have a felon doing the commercial.
Hey, it's important to have clean white teeth in prison.
Victoria and I baked you a cake with power swabs in it because we know you need it.
Those pearly whites will help you out in shower time.
Next time we'll work on the file, but power swabs for now.
Two places you need pearly whites, in jail and when you go to heaven.
Well, you know you want to look good for all your friends.
Yep. Like I said, helpful for shower time.
This could go on for another minute or so, folks. I'm just going
to
let them go. What else you got? Give us your. Come on, Kara.
Everybody, the
where's
power
Kara in this? Let's go. Come on, Kara. You've got to have some shot there someplace.
Oh, no. Right. I'm nice. I don't have any shots.
Yes, you're very sweet. Yep. All right, anyway. By the way, yesterday we had a staff meeting, and we're doing them all on video. Well, not video. We're doing them all live, except now Jennifer didn't show up, and neither did Victoria, but Kara
was there. I was in the car.
Yeah, but you weren't. I couldn't see you. I could see Kara and all her glory. Those glasses. I love those glasses.
Yeah, all my like, 9 a.m. glory or whatever time it was where
I don't have any
makeup
on.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not yesterday. The day before, totally. Not yesterday,
okay.
though.
All right, let's get to the white smile that you wish you had that we can get for you pretty quickly. A lot of products out there on the market, for sure, to deal with your teeth. When you drink too much wine, you smoke too much, you drink too much tea or coffee, it's going to take its toll on your teeth. So the fix to that, you could spend $40,000 and get some veneers, or you can spend a couple of bucks, buy some power swabs, and work over your teeth. By the way, this works. Power swabs works on natural teeth and veneers and caps. Try power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. This is a clinical study that's been done to come up with the right combination, the right natural tooth detergent and whitening agent, the combination, so that it lightens your teeth. Stains start disappearing in 5 minutes. All you do is snap this little, I have one of these. Excuse me, I know the girls love it when I do this. I have one right here. I do. I open it up. Teeth, there it is. I get yellow. I actually have been pretty fortunate. I didn't have much stain material on my teeth. I get them clean, but this is a nice way. They have a, when you buy power swabs, by the way, they send you a refresher stick that you can use when you're on the road. You have it in your pocketbook and your back pocket. When you're going to a big important meeting, you take that out and you rub it on your teeth. It makes them shine much whiter. It's a great combination for a brighter, whiter smile that is all natural. Then you get in touch with the folks at Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard the story, the pitch here on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price. That's 800-208-1797 to get the whitener that is Power Swabs.
At Caltrin, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrin, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrin. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrin is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrin can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Dr. Ken Kronhaus once again. A focus on all the work that he does every week. We continue to make that a spicy part of our conversations every week, too. The studying he does of all the journals of medicine to see what the latest information is. I'm going to tie one of the stories, Ken, into an experience that I've had myself. I have been maybe in denial over the years on the farm. I have whacked my head any number of times on equipment and circumstances. I've told you some of the stories. I've told some of the stories on the air, and I've sort of passed them off because I've never really had anything that lasted. And the other day, I was getting out of a closet in my house, and I knocked my head, left side, the back rear left side of my head, on the ceiling, and it stunned me for a second. I didn't think it was that hard. It is a hard ceiling. And then didn't seem to be anything that was lasting. And then yesterday when I woke up, I got out of bed and I didn't sleep well during the night, and my left leg had bothered me, tingled and kind of sore and I don't know, all kinds of stuff that was weird. I had ringing in my ears and the left side of my face, jaw, head they're tender. So, I wondered because, I know that you've studied something here in one of the journals about concussions, so you want to tell me something about mine, and then we'll tell the story about what the research has led people to believe about concussions.
Well, yours would concern me a little bit, and I hope you have a boring couple of days. After all that, ringing in the ears, and if that associated limb sensation is related to this, I'd be a little concerned. But did you do anything also independently to the legs when this happened?
No, not that I can remember. But I am going to go see the. I'm going to see the guy that I see up here that you know.
Yeah, you do need an exam to check me out. Check this out. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it is funny because it almost feels like because I've been exercising more. I wonder if there's some nerve that I twisted also in my back. If that would affect
right.
my
you may
legs.
Have, you may have done that independent of the traumatic brain injury that you just experienced. But the news this week that you were talking about that everyone needs to know about, this is out of the Medical Journal of Neurology this week, is that if you've ever had a mild concussion, that's traumatic brain injury, your risk of developing Parkinson's disease goes up by 56%. And before you panic, it's not as bad as it sounds because these new findings do not mean that everyone who's ever had a concussion is doomed to develop the degenerative neurologic disorder that affects coordination of movement, because the lifetime risk of Parkinson's is probably about 1 to 2% for all of us, so a greater than 50% increase in that risk is not as alarming as it sounds.
Well, there are these. We've heard, I think, in the last few weeks, stories about one and done in other areas. You could be exposed to something just once, like one night's bad sleep, and you could end up getting Alzheimer's. I mean, I think we talked about that earlier on.
Well, that really, I mean, it sounds I was like talk about that this week.
Sensationally, yeah. I mean, is it sensationalism?
No, this is from the National Institutes of Health, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences just this week, Doug, that losing just one night's sleep causes an immediate increase in beta amyloid, proteins in the brain that clump together to form brain plaques, characteristic of Alzheimer's disease. This new study is the first to show that sleep helps to clear beta amyloid, a metabolic waste product present in the fluid between cells from the human brain. And the bottom line is, if you're sleepy during the day, you're at increased risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
What? Sleepy during the day that leads you to taking a nap?
If you're sleepy during the day, in any way, you're having accumulation of that beta amyloid.
As I get relaxed after the pressure of being on the air is over, and I kind of want to take a nap for a half hour or so.
Well, you're probably, hopefully, clearing it, but that study's yet to be done.
Really? All right. Dr. Ken, the folks at Get the Tea, there's a very important a maneuver to change people's habits when it comes to the sorts of things they ingest. We talk about getting enough water. Also, this is a fabulous product if you want to cleanse your body because there's so much around pesticides, herbicides, processing of foods, GMOs, that sort of thing. So along comes Life Change Tea, which is a proprietary herbal formula of tea. Cleanses, rids your body of all these toxins, molds, parasites, that kind of stuff. So start drinking Life Change Tea as I have and we have, and you're going to be pleasantly surprised. GetTheTea.com, the only place you can get it. Can't get it in stores. Go online to GetTheTea.com and use the code DJV. You'll get free shipping.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.